Good evening and welcome to Politically Incorrect with your host, Andrew Schechter. Tonight we have a very big, like they say on the ABC News, very busy night here on Thursday, April the 28th of 2022. Every night's a busy night for ABC News. So, and hi, Eric. Hi, Joanne. Good to see the crowds building up right now. We got a really great show tonight. It's going to be very busy. It's going to be packed. You're going to learn a lot of great stuff that it's going to be very exciting, and I'm hopping mad, which is always good mix for a great show. And this week's topic is government overreach and corporate greed, part one. Part one means that there's going to be a part two somewhere down the line because there's just too much to talk about. And I'm going to do my best to get everybody's comments in, but it's going to be, like I said, it's going to be very busy tonight. It's brought to you by myself, Andrew Schechter, author of Darkwater Game Over, and two-time delegate for Donald Trump at the Republican National Convention. If you could, please help us with a donation at donate.eamediaonline. Ray buying some bling at store.eamedia.online. Please help keep the truth online. We have a very special deal going on right now. I'm going to try to fit in mid-podcast to get as many people as possible. It's a wonderful contest that's going on. You're going to love it. Anyway, let's stop for a moment for a prayer because we need that this day and age right now, the way things are going. We need prayer more than anything else, folks. Heavenly Father, we pray. We all pray for knowledge and truth to overcome ignorance and stupidity. We pray that light shines in the eyes of those who are disbelievers, that light shines in the eyes of those who follow the wrong path, who follow people who are not knowledgeable, who are trying to get their own benefits out of life rather than helping others. In your great name, we know that you help others. You help us to help others. Please bring us the light and shining of your glory, that we can present that upon our friends, our neighbors, and those disbelievers who can come back to the Lord. Because God is what we need. We need you now in our society. We need you in our nation more than ever. We pray these things in your glorious name. Amen. April donations, one-time donations, Andy, Lisa, and Dusty. Current Truth Premium subscribers, Linda, David, Bruce, Dean, Sharla, Diana. And patrons Alicia and Dan, you too can be a patron or a Truth Premium subscriber. Don't ever forget that. Get a little bit extra out of your value on the website and in the various forms that we have and to support our great mission. I'm going to get it out yet. It's been one of those days. Some very interesting stuff coming up today. So we're gonna get right into it. We're gonna start with it. We're gonna let our audience build this for a minute here. I'm gonna bring a couple of current topics up real quick, and then we're gonna get into the main topic of the night because we've got a lot to talk about on that, and why we're at that, why that became the topic for this evening. And okay, I thought I lost a paper that I needed, very very important. So how about that Ron DeSantis guy, folks? don't ever piss off Ron DeSantis. I'm telling you, don't say gay, man. I'm telling you, you know, the whole thing started with a total misunderstanding. It's amazing how people can misunderstand what a law is put in place for. You know, I don't know if anybody has seen this. If you have, you can speak up on the chat or whatever. But I was really upset. I mean, there are morals that, you know, we've lost all our morals because we've lost God in this country. And, you know, when I saw that, this one book, I forget what the title is. I'm sure that Kirk knows the name of it. One of you guys out there, the one book that they posted, it has these naked pictures of kids. And it was showing them in various sexual positions, and they were going to give this to like 5 and 6 year olds to teach them how to do different sex positions and how to learn their gender and that sort of thing. And you don't do that to a kid. Let the kid grow up. You know, years ago, I had psychology and some other classes when I was working with my college and high school days. And the first thing they said is that you need to let kids grow on their own. You need to let them find out and learn from society, you know, learn who they are and what they are and all that sort of thing. You don't force anything on them. You know, they forced me when I was a kid. I'm still upset about it, but, you know, you can't complain from, you know, 60 years ago. I went pick up a baseball bat in the field. I was out in training for baseball, which I did so bad at. They made me the umpire or something. I don't remember what it was. It was something where I didn't have to hit a ball. But anyway, I picked up the bat in my left hand and I tried to hit it. And they're like, no, you got to hold it in your right arm. You use the right hand. You swing with the right. But I'm not comfortable doing it. I was probably supposed to be left-handed. They made me right with my left hand. They made me play baseball with my right hand. You know, and that was the start of it. Now they're going to decide whether you're a male or a female. God help you if you go to court. We got some judges there that don't know what a male or a female is. It's insane. You can't even go to the Supreme Court and get satisfaction. It's nuts. You know, yeah, there you go. My daughter says they did the same with her grandma. You know, it's crazy. Broken educational system. That's right, Eric. So, you know, conformity and ungodliness. It's a shame. And it's the overreach. That's one of the things that started the conversation tonight. Now, the other thing was Elon Musk with Twitter. It's going to be interesting to see what pans out with that. But Elon Musk got so fed up with this overreach, and this was corporate overreach. So you have government and corporate overreach are they work hand in hand. And I have debates with they libertarians so often. They're like, we need free market. We need this. We need corporations need to be free to do whatever they want. Well, the problem is the government does the same thing that the corporations are doing. Your problem is if you stop the free market, who takes control? The government takes control. That's not right either, because we the people never take control. That's what we the people need to do with our pocketbooks and our voice. That's what we've got to do, and we're not doing that because we need to take charge of all this, you know. And that's the whole problem. Let's get right into it here, and I'm going to throw my advertisement out first because this is so important. And I think you guys will like it. If you know, our new sponsor is Mike Lindell and MyPillow. And rather than give the normal spiel, what I'm going to do is tell you that we have a giveaway. So, Joanne, listen up. I know you probably want one of these pillows. And Anna, it's free. Just do it. So all you've got to do is join our giveaway. We're having a giveaway for MyPillow. You enter to win today, brought to you by Eternal Affairs Media. It's an exclusive opportunity to win one free MyPillow pillow. There'll be two winners randomly selected and announced May the 29th. Now, you got to remember, we're a small group here, so you got a good chance of winning the pillow. All you have to do is follow these instructions. So it's very simple. We're giving away two MyPillows to two random winners, one each. Same person can't win twice. Just all you have to do is subscribe to our Telegram channel. Telegram channel on Telegram is EA Media Online. So on Telegram, it's EA Media Online. All you have to do is then comment on the latest post there with Eternal. Just comment Eternal. You must not work for Eternal Media Affairs, Eternal Truth Media. You must not be a previous recipient of one of our giveaways, and you can only enter this once. So if you do win, someone will reach out to obtain your information after your entry. If we can't reach you, you forfeit your entry. So do it now. Possible free pillow. A wonderful pillow, too. I'm going to forego the normal ad for this because this is just too cool. Get your free pillow and get out there on Telegram. All you have to do is post on Telegram. We have some great stuff on Telegram, too. If you're not on Telegram, get on there. A lot of good channels on there. Ours is one of the best. A lot of good information. All right. To get into the topic, what got me so torqued that I'm on a podcast tonight yelling and screaming about government oversight? Well, you know, government, the federal, local, state, and local governments are not following the constitutions of the United States, of your state. They're not following the rules of your boroughs, your cities, and your towns. They're doing whatever the hell they want right now. I'm getting fed up with it, and nobody's complaining about this. Has anybody seen the April the 18th Office of Governor Gavin Newsom? Now, I'm going to read something to you first. Let me back up a minute. This is what started this whole podcast. So, okay. The United States Constitution, by our founding fathers. Article 1, Section 10, limits the powers of the states. States may not enter into a treaty with a foreign nation. That power is given to the president with the advice and consent of two-thirds of the Senate present. States cannot make their own money or they cannot grant any title of nobility. Okay, so only the federal government can conclude a treaty, alliance, or confederation. States can make an agreement or compact with other states or with other foreign powers, but only with the consent of Congress, Article 1, Section 10. Now, make that clear. States may not enter into a treaty with a foreign nation. We heard that. You all heard that, right? It's very important. April the 18th, 2022, Office of Governor Gavin Newsom, California. California advances global climate leadership through expanded partnership with China. Governor Newsom and China's Minister of Ecology and Environment signed a memorandum of understanding on climate change and the environment in virtual meeting. The MOU includes new focus on collaboration and strengthens to achieve carbon neutrality, promote nature-based solutions, and advance climate-resilient infrastructure. This is the folks. He's making a treaty with a nation that has its citizens locked down and starving without medicine, with kids that have no food, and this idiot is making an illegal alliance with a foreign country. Do you hear that, folks? This is illegal. As one senator or one congressman or woman, have they come up and told you this, folks? Did anybody tell you this? Furthering California's long-standing collaboration with China on climate change, Governor Newsom today renewed a memorandum of understanding to advance ongoing cooperation on initiatives to protect the environment, reduce carbon emissions and pollution, and promote clean energy development. The governor and China's Ministry of Ecology and Environment, Huang Wenzhong Banjing, I got to throw some forks to make it sound right, I guess, signed the MOU on virtual meeting and joined Lieutenant Governor Eleni Kunlakis, who serves as the governor's representative to international affairs. The governor's got a representative for international affairs and trade development. Is that insane? Plus the senior climate officials from California and China. And California is a global leader in combating the climate crisis and growing our economy. Oh, yeah, that's a good one. Growing our economy. Yeah, good going, Gavin. You know, that makes no sense at all. You know? And I'm watching you, Kirk. I might not have time to respond too much today. I'm so aggravated. I got to get on this topic. But I appreciate your comments, Kirk. So, the MOU continued exchanges between California and China, the world's largest emitter of greenhouse gases, on the implementation of emissions trading systems, expanding markets for clean transportations, including zero emissions vehicle and reducing air pollution and short-lived climate pollutants. What the hell authority does this man have? What part of Article 1, Section 10 does Governor Gavin Newsom not understand? States may not enter into a treaty with a foreign nation. That power is given to the president with the advice and consent of two-thirds of the Senate present. Is that clear or is that not clear? I don't get it. Am I insane, folks? Eric, you got a sane head. Am I insane? Am I interpreting this wrong? Did I miss something? Joanne, somebody? Looking for comments. Anybody can tell me if I'm stupid or not. So I got mad. I'm going to tell you, there's a whole bunch of things. Yeah, thank you, Kirk. Spot on. Okay. Write your congresswoman. Ask them why they haven't told you about Gavin Newsom's illegal and unconstitutional act against the United States of America. It's an act of treason, folks. It's no different than going and printing money in your basement. But look at what they did with the lockdowns. Look at what they did with the voting. You know, I don't even get into it with people. I you know, there's so many topics that I don't get into it. I get at the heart of it. I don't care if the election was stolen. I don't care if there was a conspiracy with this pandemic. I don't get into that. What I get into is what's wrong with all this, what happened, how the government took charge, how the state governors in blue states took over and did illegal changes against the Constitution, totally against the Constitution of the United States of America and against their state constitutions to take charge of the elections in 2020. That I have a problem with. That alone makes the 2020 elections null and void and illegal. I don't care who won or lost. They were illegal because they were done illegally. They were done against the Constitution of the United States of America. There is absolutely no doubt about that. And I'm getting mad. And the same thing with the lockdowns. They went over the heads of the legislatures for the lockdowns. Oh, you know, the power. I'm going to tell you what we need to do. We need to trash the CDC. We need to get rid of the FDA. And Bureau of Alcohol, Firearms, and Tobacco. We need to start from scratch. We need to get rid of all that. The government is into our business far too much. I'm going to tell you something. You know, most people don't see, and this is the fun part. I've given my piece. I've given my speech, but this is the fun part now, okay? This is the fun time now. Yeah, they agree with it. You're right, Eric. Eric says they agree with it. That's the problem. That's the whole problem. Yeah, I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to give you some real fun things that are going to really be interesting, because I'm different and a little bit different than most of you folks out there. I really am. I'm a crazy character. I'm madly insane. I've been told that before, and I can't disagree with it. But I love to get into things, learn them, do them. I got in. I ran for the Congress. Who runs for Congress? That's just silly. That's stupid. You know, I've done so many stupid things in my life. But when I was a kid, I started out with that because I was always curious. My dad came in one day, saw me, took a radio apart. I had all pieces all over, tubes out here. I had resistors and over here and boxes over there, parts. My dad comes and goes, "You want to be an engineer?" He goes, "Let's see you put that back together, and then you can be an engineer." You know, darn if I didn't get most of it back together. It wasn't 100%, but it worked. And that's the way I am. So most people will live their lives and they'll say, "Okay, I need to go to the store, buy a loaf of bread. I need to go and get my welfare check. I need to do whatever." But I'm going to tell you some interesting stuff, because this is what I've done. And you know, when you're doing normal things, you don't see that your rights and your privileges are being taken away and are destroying your nation. You know, I'm going to tell you some things that I do, and then how the government has taken over and destroyed my enjoyment of life. And you're going to laugh at me. You're going to say, "This is so stupid and so asinine." But you know what? It's the little things that they take. They take the little things, and they take from people that aren't going to complain, that don't have that power. That's the big thing, you know, that don't have the power to complain. So my dad used to collect rocks. He had a friend who collected radioactive rocks. She collected carnotite from Jim Thorpe out here in Pennsylvania. So I started collecting radioactive rocks. I thought it was cool. Then they used to take the rocks. Now, how many people have done any of these things? You're gonna get a kick out of some of these things that I've done, and I'm gonna tell you how they've been disrupted by government. I started collecting radioactive rocks. And then I used to take the most radioactive of them, and I put something like a watch or a radio or something underneath the rock, and then put a piece of film underneath that. And I would take an X-ray image of the rock, of the device using the rock. Yeah, put it under, and it'd come back a week later, and then develop the film. So now what they've done is they've not outlawed them. Believe it or not, eBay has a policy that says you can sell these rocks. But the United States government, and the United States government says you can sell these rocks as long as they're not, you know, concentrated or, you know, nuclear fuel or whatever. The problem is they got you on the other side. You can't mail them. You can't mail them. You can't mail them because in the mail they got nuclear sensors. And if any radiation is sensed, they get put in jail, basically. Or they get sent back to whoever sent them to you. So what business person is going to do business when their stuff that they ship to their customers gets turned back? So rather than outlaw the nuclear rocks that people collect, they make it so you can't ship them. So suddenly there's no more nuclear rocks to play with. You got to go dig your own. Then the government did that, and they did it in a backdoor, sneaky way. by cutting off this, the supply chain. So I also like to play with, I've loved to play with lasers since I was a kid. Now, when I was in high school, I won a science fair project, 1973. And my project was a high-powered laser. So I built one of the first high-powered lasers that was powerful enough that it blasted a quarter-inch hole in a half-inch steel plate a mile and a half away by our local mall. Blasted a hole in a neighbor's house, and still there to this day. Nobody ever figured out where that hole ever came from. But I made the news, and I ended up meeting with the folks in the Department of Defense, and apparently they were already onto this, so they kind of said, you know, shut up and go away. We're going to put you in a hole in the ground. But it was very interesting. And for years, I used to play with them. Now I've got modern, fancy lasers. They got all kinds of cool stuff. And here's what you can do. The FDA says you can't sell lasers with more than 5 milliwatts of power. Well, a 5 milliwatt laser is a cat laser. It may go across the room if you're lucky. You can't even shine up, you know, you can't shine up the side of a building to point out something to your contractor. So, you know, tell me what in the hell, now, this gets me. What in the hell's the FDA got to do with lasers? Food, Drug Administration. Is a laser food, folks? Is it a medical device? No. It has nothing to do with that. But the FDA regulated that. Now, here's the great part about China and about this eBay. Things are very one-sided. You know, what happened is that you can go on eBay, type in high-powered laser right now, and many lasers will be there, and you can buy them. But they're all from China, and sometimes you can't buy them. I bought one the other day, and I got a note from eBay after it was delivered, of course, that they said, you need to return this laser because it violates FDA regulations, and it's dangerous. I told it to go to hell. But I went on today on eBay, and there's the same freaking laser there. They said they wouldn't relist it, and the same laser listed there by 3 other dealers. So someone's paying someone off here. Same thing happened to ham radio. I'm a ham radio operator. So a lot of people got into this, a lot of these patriot groups back in 2016, 2020, got in a ham radio. Oh, they're preppers. They want to be prepared for what's going to happen in the nation. So most ham radios, typically in the past, could be modified to work what they call out of band frequencies, like maybe government frequencies or local. Now, as a ham radio operator, you can use those frequencies in an emergency. And indeed, some of the things I do myself are outside the normal frequencies working for the federal government. Well, you know what they did? They locked these things down. New law, you can't change them. You can only work in the ham bands. And a ham radio operator, a licensed radio operator who can build a radio from scratch, can't modify these imported radios to work outside the normal bands. But you can do it on your own. So they've taken away the right of being a ham radio operator, the right of design, the people that design these radios. You know, your television, your phone, the very phone you wear on your belt were designed 90% by ham radio operators, and they're taking away that freedom. What if they had told Madame Curie that she couldn't have uranium or radium? What if there was a Nuclear Regulatory Commission back then and said you can't use dangerous substances? You can't buy formic acid. You can't buy nitric acid. You know, I buy these things. I have these things. I play with them. I love to play with them. I love being dangerous. Life is about being dangerous. You know, most inventions were designed and created by people that died from the work they did as scientists. I'm not afraid of death. I enjoy living on the edge and learning things. I built an X-ray machine the other day. This is pretty cool. I couldn't buy an X-ray tube because you're not allowed to buy X-ray tubes unless you're a medical company, because the FDA doesn't allow it. Not a whole device, just a tube. You can't buy the tube. You know, this is crazy. Right. I'm backing up, and my daughter says they don't want the ham radio operators because you'll be able to, you know, right, exactly, because they'll be taken over, basically. And it's so important. And, you know, I actually got this thing working, and to buy, finding even a power supply to build this thing was insane. To find the lead to shield it. You can't buy this stuff anymore. So I found an x-ray tube because I wanted to get a real tube in India of all places. I may or may not get this thing. I put money out with it. It might be money down the toilet. But they're quizzing me back and forth. What are you going to use this tube for? They're in India. Just ship the damn thing. Take your money and ship it. You don't have to be a medical company. You know, I demonstrate this thing to people. I show it. I demonstrate it to scientists and engineers in the area to learn something. Penicillin. They won't let us take penicillin over the counter. And yet, it's going to make drug resistance if we take penicillin when we shouldn't be taking it. We can't cure ourselves. In France, you can buy penicillin. In the UK, you can buy penicillin over the counter. Yet they'll allow the farmers to dump all the penicillin they want in the cows that we eat. Now, how the hell is that protecting us from drug resistance? Yeah, they complain. And then they complain about Roundup. Oh, Roundup is dangerous. It's deadly. We're going to take it off the market. We're going to sue the company. Now, Roundup's the only thing that gets the grass out of your sidewalk cracks. And if I put Roundup in my sidewalk cracks, it's not hurting anybody. I'm not going to die from cancer. I'm sorry. The farmers are dying from cancer because nobody told them it was cancerous, and they're spraying it all over the place, destroying the environment. But we're the ones that get beat with it. We're the ones that get beat up. We get stuff taken away from us. Do you know that they took penicillin? They took fish penicillin. Because you people, the preppers, used to do fish penicillin because it was the same as a regular penicillin. You know what they did to it? They poisoned it. They call it fish mox. Where the hell mox comes from, I don't know. But when you see mox, it means that there's poison in there that any vertebrate will die if they take that pill. Yet they don't warn you on the bottle that you shouldn't take it or you're going to die. And they don't tell you that they did that. The government told them to do that. They took the value out of red yeast rice. I mentioned this in podcasts before. Because in red yeast rice, you used to lower your cholesterol, but they made them take out the stuff that lowers your cholesterol because it was too much like the drug that the drug companies are making money on. One of the biggest drugs sell, the biggest, second only now to COVID vaccines, the biggest money maker in the drug industry is cholesterol drugs. You can't do that on your own anymore. You can't grow a plant that will cure you of a disease because it looks like a drug. It acts like a drug. And it's not regulated. We need to get rid of them, folks. They need to go. And here's, I'm going to throw one last thing in. This half hour goes way too fast. But I'm going to leave one other very interesting thing. So I was working with this x-ray machine. And I needed a way to see the x-rays because I want to be able to visualize. I want to take x-rays of stuff. You're all laughing at me right now. You're like, well, this guy's insane. This guy's crazy. I do this. This is what I do. I play with mercury. I've got all kinds of crap, nitric acid, whatever you want. I've got it. Trust me. And the funny thing is they'll take all the stuff away from me, but you can still go down to the gun shop and get a can of black powder and do whatever the hell you want with it. Much more dangerous than a freaking laser pointer. Trust me. So anyway, neither here nor there. So I needed a sensor. I wanted to get a sensor. I'm trying to figure out, and it's very hard to get knowledge. You can't get knowledge on the internet anymore. You can't find facts on the internet anymore. I don't know where you find facts anymore. There's got to be a place somewhere. So I'm trying to figure out what I can do with an image sensor, because you can't buy film anymore and you can't develop film anymore. Years ago, you just take a piece of regular film and you put your thing in there, and man, you make x-rays all you want. Now you can't even buy that stuff anywhere. There's no camera shops that have film anymore and stuff to develop it. But they have these electronic sensors. Now I'm going to tell you, because this comes into another topic for a later date, the cost of medicine. So I want you to think about this. Yeah, eBay is that's where I go, eBay. And I even go to Alibaba and whatever these other ones are over in China. No, you can't get them anymore. So I was looking at a dental x-ray sensor because I could use that, plug it in. They have one that connects to USB and it's just like a camera. You know what these bastards do? Now, I want you to think about this. This is a dentist. Your dentist's office, they're not the richest things in the world, you know? Let me just look at this comment real quick. Yeah. Yeah. Did you ever think about it like this? Exactly right. Exactly right. Now you're, I do like that. So I went in and I looked at the price of these things. So brand new, these sensors are $9,500. All it is a little camera with a piece of what they call scintillation paper. It's free stuff, basically. It's not expensive. And a sensor in it. $9,500. Now, here's what they get you. They lease that. You buy it for $9,500, but it's only leased to you. After a certain amount of time, you have to pay them like $200 a month to use this stupid sensor, just to use it. And the interesting thing is, if you don't use it or you don't pay them, it shuts off and can't be fixed ever. So I went and I bought one anyway. I bought one for $95, and I found out why. I actually fixed it. There was a software that they had out there to hack it and fix it, but you still can't use it because there's no way to connect it to an imaging service. I'm going to figure that out yet. But now think about this. And the reason I mention this is not that I'm experimenting with these x-rays. The reason I mention this is, well, think about going to your dentist. They're paying $9,500. That's for the sensor that goes on a $50,000 x-ray machine. And then they're paying $200 a month to lease this piece of crap, which costs 10 cents to make. And you wonder why medicine costs so much. The same thing happens in your doctor's office. They lease these machines. They lease all this stuff, and they lease it for the amount they can get from the insurance companies, the maximum amount they can get from you. And the government lets them do that. So this is just touching. This is why I say part one on this topic, folks. There's a lot more to go on this topic. We're gonna get into what the government's doing they shouldn't be doing. We're gonna expose these bastards for what they are, because this is insane. We're being totally taken over by these people, and we don't even realize it. It's just horrible. So we're gonna have to close today, and with a reminder today that we have our Truth Premium, and we every week we go in there and let you know about that. And that's 99 cents per month, fewer ads. You can get exclusive and premium content at eternalaffairsmedia.com and powered by Truth Community Forum. The forum is great. You can't beat it for 99 cents a month. It does support our podcast and the truth at premium.eamedia.online. You can sign up today, and all our content you can view at eternalaffairsmedia.com. Most important, folks, let everybody know about these podcasts. Get us on. Get your friends on. Bring them by. We need to get the word out that stuff is going on. We right now are basically more of as much a communist nation as communist China is. We are living under the same rule as communist China. I'm going to leave you with that thought now that we've run a little bit over. Thank you all so much for coming and making my evening. You don't know what it does for me to know that there people are interested in hearing the truth. Let's get more people out. And thank you so much. And yes. Congressional comment. I will use the talking point in the future, Eric. Eric's had some great comments. Usually I like to present them, but today was just so busy. God bless you all. We're going to see you next week and come back on at 10 p.m. Eastern time, as always. Have a good evening. Have a great week ahead. Good night. God bless. Stay with the word. Keep the power of God in your heart and soul and minds. Good night.